Hi everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, joined as always by my quite lovely co-host, Elizabeth. Hi Elizabeth.
Hi Michael.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing swell.
Good.
I'm doing okay. It's a good day to watch Friends.
It is.
Sunday Friends Day, as is the talk on Twitter. People, they just can't wait for it. They love it.
You know what I saw today?
What?
Little pieces of grass and flowers sprouting from the ground.
So spring is in the air?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care, but yeah, that's a good thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, you know, changing in seasons.
Yes.
Good thing and all that.
Change is good. Yeah. It's necessary for growth, isn't it?
Yes. Are you going to be a weirdo all episode?
No, I will stop.
Okay, good. This time last week we were talking about Podern Madness, which is like this March Madness podcast thing that's being run by Podern Family. We're still in.
Woo!
We got past the second round, and we're into the third round now. We're into the Sweet 16. It's exciting times.
Yeah.
Quite happy. I think that's what we were aiming for, at least to get to the Sweet 16, get past a couple of rounds, get a couple of wins under our belt.
Hey, let's go for the whole thing. Why not?
Well, we've got a tough passage in the third round. We're up against the good people at the Who's Right podcast. So it's going to be a close one. The voting's open for another few days. So if you want to get involved in that, if you want to give us a vote, or, you know, just vote for anyone, you can go on over, if you look at Podern Madness on Twitter, they've got all of the rounds there, and we would very much appreciate it if you vote for us. But obviously, democracy in action, you can vote for whoever you so choose.
And I guess.
Good luck to the fine people at the Who's Right podcast. It's only fair to give them a shout out. They're a dark humour comedy podcast, so if you're interested in them, you can check them out at Who's _right_pod, which is a clunky handle, but that doesn't
cumbersome if you will,
but that doesn't mean that they're not a great podcast. And while I haven't listened to them personally myself, I think I will give them a listen just so we know who we're up against,
so we can judge them.
Well, that too, but good luck to them and good luck to us. May the best Terror podcast win, or the people with the most Twitter followers, which is them. So
all right.
Have I talked about that enough?
Yep.
All right, you ready to play our new game that has been sweeping the nation?
Yeah, I am.
We were trying to come up with a name last week. It was like trivia, Friends trivia. I would ask you a question. People at home could play along, and then they could they'd let me know if anyone could beat you. So we were trying to think of a name. We were thinking maybe Beat Elizabeth or Stump Elizabeth.
Or Frivia.
Or Frivia, yep. Frivia is not a bad one either. Obviously, we're terrible at naming things, but lots of people on our Twitter account pointed out that we're fucking idiots. Well, I'm an idiot. You shouldn't know this, but obviously Bamboozled is probably the best title to go with. You don't know why, but it's going to be really funny in like season 8 or something.
Okay.
So the game's going to be Bamboozled. So let's see who can bamboozle Elizabeth.
So who thought of this?
We got a couple of people suggesting it because it was a really obvious one.
Okay.
I can't really explain why.
Bamboozled.
Would you like to know, with that in mind, I said we would give shout-outs to anyone that tweeted us.
Yeah.
If they got a higher score than you.
Oh, what? Everyone?
Well, we only had one person tweeting in. I dare say other people did bamboozle you. But shout-out to Adam Smith on Twitter, at peacefrog521. He got 5 out of 5.
Oh, so, Adam Smith.
Yep. He bamboozled you good.
What a champ. Well, you deserved it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't hard to beat your crap score.
Hey.
So I've tried to cater it. I think last week was interesting because we had to kind of get a sense of where the bar was with
you. Yeah.
So I have hopefully made the questions a little easier for you, but with that in mind, it's going to be easier for everyone else who's seen Friends like 50,000 times. So you're going to have to work pretty darn hard not to get bamboozled
okay. Every
week. Are you ready?
I'll give it my all.
All right. Question one. What is Janice's husband's profession?
Are you joking?
You know this. You know now.
Nah,
think about
joking?
It. Think about it. You know this. It's an obvious one. Think about it.
A businessman.
He is a businessman.
Great.
He owns his own business. Think about this, because it's in an episode. It features in an episode. Monica goes down there at some point. She catches Janice with her husband cheating on Chandler. What's the shop? Why did she go down there? He had a commercial.
I don't know.
You're hopeless. He's the mattress king. He sells beds.
Oh, for
she got the race car
sake.
Bed. She got the. There was a whole episode about
who
it.
Who got a race car bed?
Monica accidentally. The mattress king sent her a race car bed.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Off to a bad start. But I've got a good feeling about this. Here we go.
Okay.
Who did Barry marry at the end of season 2?
Her bridesmaid.
Yes. What was her name?
Mindy.
It was Mindy!
Yeah!
Good job. All right, you got
woo,
one right.
Woo, woo.
Okay, next one. All right, so at the beginning of season 2, Ross pisses off Rachel when he makes a list of reasons why he doesn't want to be with her, right?
Yes.
He then requests a song on the radio to kind of make it up to her, and the song starts playing, and then Rachel calls in, and it's like, and the DJ's like, I don't want to play this song for you anymore, Ross. What is the song? Additional clue, it's the same song that is playing when Ross kisses the photocopier girl.
I know, I remember this episode, I remember the moments. I want to say that it's the song that's like, ha, 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 I'm so lost without you, I know I was wrong.
Mm.
Dun, 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 I'm all alone.
You're in the rough ballpark.
Oh, brother.
Just think about it. Think of them, they're looking out the window.
I know, I remember
into the
it.
Rain.
I know.
Think of maybe a heavy bass line.
I don't know.
No?
What is it?
People are literally screaming at their podcast devices right now.
What is it?
With or without you.
Oh.
With or without you.
So I was kind of close.
You were kind of close, but also
I'm so
quite
lost without you.
Yeah, not the same way. Yeah, With or Without You by You Too, I'm afraid.
Damn it. Damn okay. It, Bono.
So, as you know, end of season 2, Monica and Dr. Richard Burke part ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're reunited in one episode in season 3. The one where Monica and Richard are just friends. Where do they reunite at the beginning of the episode?
Central Perk.
Think about it. It's in a location that we're not
the
familiar
diner.
With. No, because she runs into him unexpectedly. Think about it. She's somewhere. What's she doing? She turns around and he's there.
Shopping? Grocery store? Where?
It's a video store, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah! Oh, God. This is bleak.
All right, final question of this bamboozle, Elizabeth.
Thank God.
What is the name of Ross and Monica's mother?
Are you kidding? These are way too hard.
You know her name.
B.B. Butler!
She's trying to destroy me.
I have no idea. Lisa.
The dad is called Jack. The mother's
Mary.
Name starts with the same letter.
Jacqueline. Jack and Jacqueline.
It's Judy. Well, you're nothing if not consistent. You've scored 1 out of 5. And to our listeners at home, if you have scored more than 1 out of 5 and want to get a shout out for bamboozling Elizabeth, tweet us at FriendsPod.
Can you make these a little bit easier next
I'm
time?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Like, these are really hard.
They're not that hard. They're all like...
Like, I lose my train of thought while you're still asking the question. It's so hard.
They're not that hard. You just need... I'm trying to be really broad. All right. I'll try harder
just
next time.
Just a little bit harder. A little bit easier, if
I'll
you
try.
Will. Okay.
I'll try, bro.
Thanks,
I'll
man.
Try. All right. We just finished watching season 4, episode 14. The one with Joy's dirty day.
Yes.
It was a dirty couple of days for old Joy.
It was. You know, I don't really feel like the episode focused on him, yet it was called Joey's Dirty Day. He was part of it, but I don't feel like he was the main focus.
Well, you know, there was a lot going on this episode.
Yeah, there was.
There was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. We got a few celebrity cameos. We got some guest appearances. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. You're shaking your head. We'll get you there.
All right.
We missed it last episode, our numbers. I think it's important that we carry on because we've been keeping score. You're currently up 7-4.
Yay, yay.
So for the last episode, Elizabeth, which I'm sure you don't remember, was the one with Rachel's crush.
Yeah, with Joshua.
With Joshua.
Yeah.
How many people do you think watched that? The episode before that, we were on 27.1 million. So what do you think we're at for...
I'll go 26.3.
I'll say 27. Just okay. Even. And the correct answer is... 25.3. Oh, boy.
Does that mean I'm closer?
That means you take a commanding lead.
Commanding! Well, I need to win something.
All right, I got to get this one then. It's all for this one. The one with Joey's Dirty Day, then, what do you think we're at, viewer-wise?
Well, you have to go first.
All right, I'll say 20... 25 and a half.
I'll say... 25 even.
All right, and the correct answer is... 25.1. So you take it.
Ooh! Man, Michael, you stink at this, huh? It's like you're trying to play bamboozled and be me. What's the score now? Is that 9-4?
9-4, but, you know, there's 10 episodes left in this season. I could go on a run. You never know.
Don't count on it.
The episode opens in Joey and Chandler's large apartment, formerly Monica and Rachel's apartment, also formerly Phoebe's apartment once upon a time. But that's another story for another day. You don't try and remember. You just know that she lives there. She's never been in it.
Okay.
There. Joey's packing up for a fishing trip. He's going fishing with his old man.
That's nice.
Doesn't know much about fishing and the equipment, but, you know, it's just about being out there on the lake, mano a mano.
That seems like a classic father-son activity, doesn't it? You see that a lot in film and TV.
My old man never took me fishing.
Aw, Michael.
No, he did. Okay? He definitely did.
Oh, see? You see what I'm saying?
I asked him repeatedly not to, but he always did. Every day. So they're going fishing. Ross is messing around with the fishing rod, breaks a lamp. Very sad. It's revealed during this little exchange that Joey has landed himself a pretty big acting gig.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a movie role with Charlton Heston, no less.
Right.
You know much about Charlton Heston?
Nope.
Classic Hollywood actor.
Okay.
From the golden period. He's been in... one of my favorites is A Touch of Evil. He's very good in that. But also Planet of the Apes was him. Also, you know, sadly departed now, but he was one of the most vocal members of the NRA back in the 1990s. So, you know, I'm sure he would be flying the flag for them now. He had the famous line, "Oh, you can take my gun if you prize it from my cold, dead hands," basically. Mm. And they did. When he died. Nah, just kidding. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, rest in peace. He was a good actor. He had questions. I didn't agree with him politically, but good actor.
All right.
Chandler is still moping about Kathy because they broke up last episode. You seem to think we would be seeing her again.
Yeah. I still kind of stand by that.
You still think? You think there's still hope for them?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to see. I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's moping around the apartment. The chick and the duck are just kind of following him around.
Oh my god, the chick has the dumbest little legs. They're so small.
Are they?
Yeah. It doesn't look like a normal chick. It's like a really bougie chick.
A bougie chick?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like, it's really fancy.
Oh, okay. Joey's like, oh, I can't help him right now. He's still in the sweatpants phase where he just wants to sit around in his sweatpants and mope all day.
Yes.
Sounds like I've been in phase 3 for quite some time.
Phase 1.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like I've been in phase 1 for quite some time. He's like, oh, the next phase is he's going to want to get drunk and go to the strip club. I'll be back in time for that. And then phase 3, where he starts picturing himself with other women.
I totally called phase 2 before they had said it.
Wow, you got it half right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always alcohol involved.
Well, you didn't totally call it if you only got it half right.
Well.
You partially called it.
Yes, yes. I didn't say go to a strip club. I just assumed you just get drunk.
Well, there you go. And then the episode opens. We had some pretty tight harmonies singing the opening theme song together.
It was beautiful.
People, if you're listening and you think that we maybe skip ahead of the opening credits, we don't. If you think that we sing along playfully all the time, we absolutely do.
Not all the time.
Most of the time.
Most.
Some of the time.
I still can't figure out that last line.
I started singing it wrong now because you've got it.
Ah.
Because you're there for me too.
And you'll be there for...
No.
I like, and you'll be there for me.
But it... No, but that's, like... You're forcing more into it. And I'll be there. It's just because you'll be
you'll
there.
You'll be there.
Because you're there for me, too.
I like, and you'll be there. But like, you know they'll be there because they're there, you're a friend.
But if... That's, like, you're assuming they're going to be there for you. Whereas if you say, because you're there for me, too, it's... They're there.
Hmm.
You don't need to assume. They're already there for you.
Okay, fine. I'll take that.
Episode opens. Joshua's back. In the last episode, you predicted we'd seen the last of him. But he's back.
Oh, God, I know. And Rachel's being quite a perv.
Why?
You know, so he's trying on a pair of pants and a sweater, and mm-hmm. he's standing up on one of those little things that you can, like, look in front of a full-length mirror, see your entire body, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I think these fit really well. And she's like, yeah, mm-hmm, ooh, yeah.
I think that's a little...
Because, no, because he's showing off his butt, and she's just staring right at it, and she's wearing this really short skirt with a slit in it. It's like, oh my God, Rachel.
Well, you know...
What?
I got nothing to add,
it's
really.
It's just so pervy. Like, you'd think that he'd notice and be like, I'm sorry. You know, like, he would say something.
I guess not.
It's weird.
She's getting him gloves. Talking about his hand size. You know. Got them big hands. Yeah.
So a size large in glove?
You know, like, the tip of your... They talked about
that
it in Friends. Tip
that
of your
does
finger
not...
to the, your thumb. Anyway, her posh British boss is back. Hooray. Good to see him again.
Oh, yeah. You love him.
Ooh, Rachel, I've got tickets to the opera. Would you like to go to see Die Fledermaus? It's very good.
That's what it says? That's what he said?
Die Fledermaus, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know.
It's a famous opera, you uncultured swain.
I am a swine.
He's got tickets. He would like Rachel to take his niece because he can't go. Rachel agreed to it really quickly. She was just like, yeah, sure. Right, fine.
Yeah.
Be like, eh. I mean, you're
talking... But he's her boss. You know, she probably doesn't want to screw anything
she
up.
She was going to quit last week.
But not for... Because she didn't like her boss. I don't know. I just feel like she wants to stay in the fashion industry and she might have just to serve her time at this point.
Well. Anyway, she's all for it. She agrees. The boss goes off. Then Joshua comes in and he's like, you want to come to this club that's opening up tonight? I've invested in a nightclub and it's the opening night. You should come along. And she's like, yeah! So he's like, okay, I'll put your name on the down on the guest list and we'll see you there. So
on the VIP list.
Well, whatever. You ever been on a VIP list for a club?
No.
Loser.
Have you?
Yeah, loads of times.
No way.
Definitely.
You need to be some, like, swanky person or have a really good rap.
You have not been to nightclubs in Edinburgh very often.
Nope. I think I've been to one, and it was...
The greatest night of your life.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, so she's all excited about that, but then her boss comes in and reminds her that she's just agreed to take his daughter, his niece, to the bloody opera.
What a pickle.
She's going to have to do some sort of Mrs. Doubtfire situation here.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way.
Hello! Elsewhere, Chandler is still upset. The gang are there to help him. But it's not working. He just wants to throw cards into hats all day.
As you do.
Joey's back from his fishing trip, so it's 3 days later. And he stinks. He smells.
Yeah, he hasn't... bathed in 3 days. He got fish juice all over him.
So is he wouldn't have been on the boat all 3 days.
Probably sleeping in like a tent or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I suppose. So he stinks. He's like, I'm off to learn my lines. Big day tomorrow with Charlton Heston.
Why wouldn't he shower?
He's got to do his lines.
I know, but like quickly rinse off.
He's going to do his lines first. Rachel turns to her friends for help. She doesn't want to take Emily to the opera. She wants to go to this club, so she's looking for someone to take this girl to the opera instead. So she asks Monica. She can't do it. She's got to work. Phoebe can't do it because she gets her morning sickness in the evenings. Chandler and Joey are in no state to do it. So all she's got is Ross. And Ross is all smug. He's like, no.
Oh, he's the worst.
Wow, I mean, can you blame him? It's combining two of my least favorite things, opera and hanging out with people I don't know.
That's true.
It's dreadful.
Well, you think Chandler would want to, like, I don't know.
Elizabeth, he's in phase one. He can't.
That's true.
You can't ask him to do that. That's too much. It's too much. So anyway, she's like knocking on the door. The niece is there. She's knocking on the door. And Rachel's basically begging Ross. And Ross is eventually just like, okay, I'll do it. And Rachel opens the door. And bloody hell, it's famous British character actress Helen Baxendale. Hooray.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
No. Yeah. She's in things. She's like a television actress from the UK.
She was dripping wet. Her hair was wet. Looks like she got caught in the rain or something.
Yep. So Rachel's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't go with you. And she, before she can say, oh, but I've got a friend to go with you, she starts freaking out. Emily is her name.
Yes.
I don't know if we've said that, but it is revealed that her name is Emily. And she's like, oh, bloody hell. I've got wet. And someone almost ran me over with a hot dog truck. And, oh.
And you didn't. I was sitting in my apartment all day. Flat. And you never, in my flat all day. And you could have rang me.
Mm-hmm. You could have called me.
How inconsiderate.
Oh, bloody hell, Rachel. So anyway, she storms off. And Rachel's just like, I'll go get her back. It's okay. And Ross is just like, oh, God, what have I got myself into?
Yep.
Phoebe doesn't have much to do this episode, but she does, like, she's kind of starting to show the signs of pregnancy a little bit, a little quickly. She's like, oh, the baby just kicked, and then she was like, oh, no, it was just the elastic on my underwear breaking.
I love her so much.
That's pretty good.
You know what I like about her so far, and this is early on, so it might change, but she's not constantly putting her hands on her stomach like every pregnant person in the world does on TV.
Does that happen in real life though as well?
No, I feel like if you were sitting down you might rest your hands there, but like when you're standing up, unless it's like the pressure's a lot.
I think it's just like a natural, like it's like
you don't do it when you're not pregnant.
I know, but I think it's like an evolutionary thing. You like you want to protect, like it's out, like it's sticking out the most, so you want to have like feel like you're protecting it.
Well, you know, I'll let you know if that ever happens for me. But what I'm saying is...
Who are you kidding?
But what I'm saying is, if you were just hanging out with your friends, would you do that? Because it's something different and your body is trying to get used to it, so it's just like a natural thing? Is it an evolutionary protection?
Mm.
Or is it because I don't really know what to do with my hands and I have this extra, you know,
yeah,
baby bump?
Yeah, well, there's that too.
I don't know.
Elizabeth, I can't possibly answer this question, but we'll throw it open to what I'm assuming is a very niche section of our listening audience. But if you're a pregnant person or has been pregnant at some time and you're listening to this, tweet us and let us know at FriendsPod.
Mummies and mummies to be, let us know.
Indeed. It's the next morning, and Joey slept in, and he forgot to shower, so he's got to run to the studio for his big acting with Charlton Heston, but he still stinks of fish.
Oh my god, that'd be awful.
It'd be pretty rough. So off he goes. Rachel is regaling people about her night at the club, which she did not get into, but she punched somebody, which was a bit random. She's like, oh, some fat bitch behind me tried to steal my umbrella, so I punched her. Some big bitch. She's some big lady behind me was tried to steal my umbrella, so I punched her in the face.
It was kind of weird.
It was a little weird, yeah. She's come a long way, though. Remember a couple of seasons ago, she got, like, someone beat her up when they stole her cab at the airport?
Oh, yeah.
God. The city's hardening our poor Rachel Green.
I know.
Our delicate flower. Phoebe tries to comfort her, and she kind of sits down, and she's like, oh, poor Phoebs. And Rachel's just sort of like, no, Phoebs is your name. And Phoebe was like, oh, I just thought that's what we called each other.
Pregnancy brain's already starting.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
You know what's
she
strange?
She thought Phoebs was just like a friendly nickname.
A cute little nickname. But you know what's weird? Before we had started this episode, when I was going to get a snack to watch the episode with,
mm-hmm.
I was going to get a sleeve of saltines, because we have some.
Ooh.
And I was going to eat them, and then I look in the episode, and she's holding a box of saltines and eating them.
Crazy.
We're so alike. It's magic.
Magic. Chandler is ready for phase two. He's got his big boy clothes on and he's ready to go to the strip club. But the guys aren't there. Joey, we know, is off to the audition, but where's Ross? And then Monica gets a phone call And Ross, he's only at a bloody B&B in Vermont with Emily.
Yeah, what?
How did that happen?
I knew it was going to happen.
Did you?
Yeah.
How would you get to Vermont overnight? Like, the opera would last long. You're not going to chat during the opera. So you get to the opera at like 10 o'clock. I don't think... You wouldn't get to Vermont until maybe what?
Depending how far up you go from New York.
Yeah, from New York City.
Yeah.
Like,
after,
you wouldn't get
after
there...
midnight.
Right. Wait, you're not going to find any B&Bs that are going to take you?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's going on?
Continuity. Let's get this shit straight.
Anyway, Rachel seems a little bit upset that he's off with Emily. But he gets distracted because there's a deer eating fruit from the orchard outside. So they run off to do that. So Chandler's like, oh, I ain't got my buddies to take me to the strip club. I'm going to go back into my sweatpants.
Which he had underneath his regular pants.
Oh, did he? I didn't notice that.
Yep.
And Monica and Phoebe are like, no. We'll take you to the strip club. It'll be fine. So.
At 9:30 a.m.
You best believe there'll be a strip club open in New York at 9:30
a.m. Oh, of course. It probably hasn't even shut down for the night.
Yeah.
Just keeps going 24 hours.
They'll probably see Barney Stinson there.
Oh.
Joey arrives at the studio. They're a little bit late in setting up, so he's not missed anything from being late, which is good. Charlton Heston's there, eating licorice.
Ick.
Like the big bloody gun nut that he is. Loves
licorice.
His guns, loves his licorice. Old Charlton Heston. Joey's still trying to hide his smell. Like there's a, I don't know. What do you call the guy with like the headset and the clipboard? Like this.
Like the PA or the stage manager?
Well, it's not stage manager though, is it? It's a movie. Like the assistant director maybe?
Maybe.
Anyway, he's like, smell something. And Joey's like, oh yeah, what's that smell? And the guy's like, it's you. And he goes, no, it's probably Charlton Heston. And the guy's like, no. Charlton Heston, he's the only guy here that has a shower in his dressing room.
It's like when you fart and you're with a lot of people and then you like look around and blame it on someone else. It's like that.
I would never.
I know you don't pass gas.
Do such a thing.
You know, some people do.
So Joey gets an idea, basically, because he finds out that Heston's got a shower in his dressing room. We then cut. We do get some, like, we get, like, a sort of normal transition, but instead of, like, the Rembrandts, it's, like, sort of, like, soft, shitty, like, yeah. And then we go to the topless Go-Go Girls strip club. With Chandler, and Phoebe, and Monica, and Rachel's there as well.
And 13-year-old Michael at this point is going crazy.
I think I was okay.
Man, come on. This is the first time we've really seen a lot of, like, sexy stuff.
Don't I know it.
In the show, at least.
And just ever.
And ever, sure.
Very raunchy.
You see a couple of the girls, scantily clad, dancing. Very erotic.
And the ladies are just trying to bring a feminine touch to the dank strip club. Phoebe's like asking people to put out their cigarettes, and Monica's being very complimentary to the servers, and like they're like when the dances are finished, they're like gently tucking in dollar bills to like their outfits. And I'm like, that was really good. That was very good.
I love that.
Yeah.
They're good, very for supportive. Them.
Very good, yes. I bet they like to hear it. Rachel's very upset because Joshua hasn't called to see if she was okay. I'm sure he hasn't given her a second thought.
Nope.
Chandler's not happy because he's not got his bros. They're not like broing out at the strip club like they would if they were there.
I mean, Monica's paying for multiple lap dances for him.
True.
You know, paying for all the drinks.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you need? What can a guy give you, a guy friend, that a girlfriend couldn't at a strip club? Like, what would you want? Like, what do you think Chandler needs?
Someone just be like, man, fuck that bitch. You don't need her. I don't know. I don't know what they want. I'm not a typical lad, Elizabeth.
That's true.
I don't know what these guys are doing. I'm not at the strip club. I'm making podcasts about people at the strip club.
It's very erotic.
Anyway, he's like, you guys need to, like, support me and get me drunk, because later I'm going to want to call Kathy, and then I'm going to want to call Janice, and they're like, you should, how is she? And like, oh,
yeah, let's do it.
No, please, no more Janice. Please, no more Janice.
Oh my God.
Okay, very good. Joey uses Charlton Heston's shower. He catches him immediately, and Joey's like, I'm sorry, I'm in this scene with you, and well, I stink. And Heston kind of misunderstands him. He thinks he talks about he stinks because he's not a good actor. So mm-hmm. he kind of starts giving him a little pep talk, and he's like, all the best think that they stink. Everybody thinks. And then it, like, you think he's going to give him like a nice little like pep talk heart to heart. And then like after a little while, he's like, but one thing that's very important that you need to remember is never use my shower. And he yells at him.
And he has two guns on him.
Does he?
In his holster.
Well, he's playing a policeman in the movie. Well, those aren't real guns. I don't...
you never know.
No, I don't think he was just carrying two pistols with him in
he
every
movie. He looks pretty intimidating.
In. Oh, you know, he says he could have kicked Joey's ass, and I kind of believe it, you know. He's probably in his mid to late 70s here. He's not... I think he passes away in 5 or 6 years from... maybe it's about 10 years. Yeah, he could still probably kick your ass. But I think the guns were props for the movie.
Alright.
The gang are back from the strip club. Chandler is still upset. He's going back to his sweatpants. The girls just want to help. They're like, just talk about your feelings. Just talk things out.
Right, because girls are excellent listeners.
And he's just like, you guys aren't helping me. I can't get on to phase 3, which as we know is... picturing himself with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are just like, oh, we give up. And then they start talking about the girls at the club.
Yeah, all the strippers and how each one of them really found a certain one attractive. And they're like, oh man, if I was going to be with a woman, it would totally be her because she was so passionate and the way she moves. And of course, Chandler perks up and is like, ooh. And then, you know, it goes from one girl to the next to the next. And then he starts picturing all his friends having sexy times mm-hmm. with these strippers.
Yep. And he gets to phase 3. Hooray!
Boner!
Yep, just got a massive boner in front of the girls. So they helped him out in the end.
Yep.
Good for them. Joey is upset that he missed out on the strip club. We don't know what happened with his acting job, if he got fired or anything. Or...
yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll never know. Ross is back and he's all loved up. He's like, yeah, I had the greatest time with Emily. And then he like goes over to Rachel and he's like, Rachel, I just want to thank you. I wasn't in a place to move on, but now I am. And she's just like, meh.
Yeah.
She's not happy.
Nope.
And then the episode just kind of peters out.
Yeah.
And it ends with Chandler fantasizing about strippers and his friends.
Yeah, so it's like him in a dream. It seems kind of real, but you see all these strippers and all his friends there and then... Joshua comes in and Rachel, dream Rachel's like, wait, that's not Joshua. It was the guy lighting the cigarette from the strip club.
Mm.
And then he hits on Chandler and Chandler's like, I gotta wake up.
Oh.
So yes. Very
casual 90s homophobia.
Ah, the dream.
At its best.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that wraps it up. That is the end of the one with Joey's dirty day.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen any more Kathy. We've got Joshua popping back up.
Yes.
We've got the introduction to this Emily, who it seems we're going to be seeing a little bit more of.
Guess so.
Exciting times?
Well, yeah.
Question mark?
No, I think so. I think I'm interested to see where they're going to go with all this.
That's good, because we've got to keep going.
Yeah, we do.
Are you curious as to what the next episode is entitled?
Yes.
Okay, so season 4, episode 15, which we'll be covering on our next episode, is the one... with all the rugby.
Rugby.
Yep, something that you're very passionate about. You love a bit of rugby.
Love a bit of rugby.
You love getting in the scrum.
Scrum.
Jumping up for them lineouts.
Lineouts.
Scoring tries.
Try.
You love it.
Love it.
You just can't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Sweet.
So we'll get to that next time. Thank you all very much for listening to the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. Just a reminder, if you want to help support the show, you can head on over to Twitter and follow us at FriendsPod. If you're going to do that, we do also encourage you to head on over to Podder and Madness and give us a vote in the third round match. We would very much appreciate your support on that. You can check out our website, which has lots of lovely artwork from Arthur Hamer with our doodles for the show. It also has all of our old episodes. So you can check them out there. You can also find us on iTunes and anywhere else you can find podcasts. If you want to help us reach a larger audience, word of mouth is something that we encourage you to do, or head on over to iTunes and leave us a nice 5-star rating and review there. Elizabeth, you want to go play some rugby in the front garden before we watch some more Friends?
Sure do.
I'm going to scrum you down.
Oh my.
Ugh. See you next time.
Toodles!